Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. I am very excited to spend this time with you, and I'm also so excited to introduce you, or to reintroduce you, to two of my friends who are in the entrepreneurial and magical spiritual space. I first met Pam when we were in a certification program together. We did a random, like, who wants to be roommates? And Pam and I and a couple others got an Airbnb together as we were going to the certification and training. And this was like right before pandemic. It was right at the end of 2019. And we had the most fun experience. Pam and I and a couple of the other women in the apartment we were staying in, we would stay up to like 2 a.m. talking about fairies and unicorns and spirituality and aliens and other dimensions and all of this fun stuff. And I was like, what in the world is this? So after getting to know Pam and opening up to her world, I met Lisa, her business partner, and have since been working with them in different ways. I have been in some of their programs. They've been in mine, and we are now working on some other projects, and it's just, they're really, really awesome people. And I'm excited to bring them onto the show. I was like, let's just talk all things magic, spirituality, energetics, all of these cool things. And let's just have this fun, open conversation, because typically I don't see myself as this like really, you know, woo spiritual person. I always say I am woo curious. So it's there. I really do believe in the energetics of things. I believe that, you know, our thoughts turn into our actions and our actions create our reality and all of those kinds of things. So I'm in it, but I'm like in it with one foot, you know, I'm like half in the water, half out. And Pam and Lisa are like, they're fully in and they're really treading new paths when it comes to spirituality and mixing this with entrepreneurship. So a little bit about them. Pamela Chen and Lisa Robertson are quantum wealth coaches for spiritual entrepreneurs, high achieving leaders, and visionaries. They infuse the energetic technology of expansion to collapse time and space into their mentorship so that their clients are able to quantum leap to their success in their life and their business. When they are not writing and creating decks and books for Llewellyn Worldwide, Pamela is usually out with her chickens while Lisa is on a beautiful hike with her wife. So that is a little bit about them, and I am just so excited for you all to meet them and learn from them in today's episode. I do want to put a little trigger warning for a certain section of this podcast. I know Lisa and I were talking, we're like, you can not put this, you can put this. And I was like, you know what? We are going to put this, and I just want to make sure that people feel comfortable listening to what will be presented to them in this certain section. So I just want to share that there will be certain perspectives that might be, I hope not hurtful, but might be of a different perception than certain people have experienced in their lives, right? So when we get into DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, this is something I am personally new to navigating. And I want to make sure to make this a safe podcast, a safe place for you to listen to. So there is a certain section where there are talks that might be, you know, different from your understanding and different from the experiences that you might have had. And it might be like, oh wow, like, I don't know. I'm just gonna say, I hope that is enough warning. I don't want to go into the whole thing, and I will let you know before this section happens. I will let you know that, trigger warning, this is about diversity, equity, inclusion, how people process past traumas, and how we perceive our past. And our guests will be sharing about their viewpoints on this. So I just want to present that, let you know it's happening. I will mention when it is. If this is something that you feel could be triggering to you, please skip on by. It is near the end, and I'll let you know when that is. And if you are open to hearing, you know, different perspectives, hearing where different people are at and like gathering opinions and all of these different things, like, I welcome you to listen to this with open ears and open hearts and go forth accordingly. So there's my imperfect action of sharing that with you and making sure that, yeah, that just felt right to share. So for me right now, where I'm at in this journey. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. Hi, Pam and Lisa. I'm so excited to have you both here today. How are you doing?
Hi, Kelsey. We're good. So excited to be here.
Yay.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yes. All right. So I wanted to have you both here today because as clients, as friends, as partners and all the things, I feel like you have such a unique, wonderful business. And I just wanted to share it with more people because I work with a lot of people who are doing unique things in their lives and in their businesses. And sometimes it comes with, especially in the spiritual and magical realm, not necessarily being like, how can I actually make money and thrive as a business owner with this very unique passion and skill set? And you both have been doing it so, so well. So I'm wondering if you want to give a little bit of a history to your partnership and your backgrounds and how you kind of came together and what your business is all about now.
Sure. So Lisa was actually my first tarot coach. So she was my tarot mentor. She used to do healings and readings on me. And I learned a lot of magical stuff from Lisa. I met her when I first came to Vegas. And then we kind of separated for a while. I think Lisa moved away for something. And then like all of a sudden she popped out this tarot deck with Llewellyn. She was like published. And at the same time, I don't think I even really knew. At the same time, I wanted to create my Crystal Unicorn Tarot. And so I reached out to Lisa because I knew she was an expert in writing as an author and deck creator. And she was like, yeah, I'll help you. And so I created my deck with the guidance of Lisa. She said I should sell it. So I sold it. And then it became like this starting point to my entrepreneurship that I've been trying to build for years. And Lisa and we just kind of naturally came together because everybody was messaging me, how do you create a deck? What is crowdfunding, Kickstarter, all this stuff. And I was like, well, I can't tell you in one text message. So I said, Lisa, let's create a course. So that's actually where we started, you know, creating a course for deck creation. But as we know, deck creation is a beast. It's totally different. And only, you know, you need to be the right kind of entrepreneur to do so. So after that, we kind of branched out into teaching magic, in teaching, energetics. And then it so happened that we were really good at teaching business. So we kind of fused it together. And I was really resistant, actually, to teach business because I always said, you know, I'm not a business coach. Like when we met at the retreat, Kelsey, we didn't teach business. I'm not a business coach. And it was Lisa's like, well, you got to get past that because you just helped this girl make $400,000 on her launch. And I was like, okay. So that was like really how we got together. I don't know if Lisa has anything to add.
Yeah, no, I think, no, that pretty encapsulates it. Like Pam and I have known each other since 2009. So we've known each other a really long time. It's really interesting. Our stories are really similar in that respect. We came to Vegas at the exact same year. We got into our current relationships in the same year.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, we have a lot of synchronicities, and it's like, I know Pam's going to be with me till the day I die, because I've got another friend who I also have like these really crazy life synchronicities with, and we've been friends for over 20 years. But I think what's interesting about the business part of it that Pam had to really kind of get into her consciousness was that we were already teaching it in the deck creation. We weren't calling it business, but we were definitely creating a sales funnel. And we were definitely creating platform and legacy within that course. So for me, it was a logical jump, a logical transition. We'd already been doing it. It just took Pam a little while to connect the dots. And that tends to be actually what happens a lot in our business. Like I will go, oh, okay, so this is what we're doing. And Pam's like, no, we're not. And I'm like, okay, so 6 months from now, she's going to come back and tell me that's actually what we're doing, and we'll circle around. So, you know, it is one of those things where it's like, I can see it, but then it takes Pam a little while to get there. And then when she gets there, it lets me know the timing's right. And then we go from there.
I love how much, like, I mean, obviously, like, it's your whole entire business. You are the queens of like energy and like all of this magic stuff, but it's like how you infuse that into what is usually and traditionally very like tried and true business practices, but you like use the magic and you use your intuition and all of these things that I'm going to probably like butcher the names of, and you're like, Kelsey, it's not that. but like you use that as a guide with like everything in your business, and you've gotten to such like amazing success with that. And it's just like so wonderful to see. Do you want to share a little bit about like how you infuse that and how you make decisions and like, I don't know, all of the things? I feel like all of this stuff is like very new to my world. And as soon as I met you, Pam, I was like, oh, tell me everything. And we've had all of these like conversations that just like literally blow my mind all the time. So,
yes. So I think a big thing for Lisa and I is that we coach on expansion. So we're quantum wealth coaches, which means that we want you to grow in your business. We want you to expand and hit your goals. Yes, there is healing in between, but in our courses working with us, we are not working on the past. We are not working on what happened before and this and that. We don't want your stories. We just want to focus on the present and be where you are, feel where you are, and then we create from the future. So I think that's the most important thing. And we tell our collective all the time, before you step in with us, we are not doing shadow work with you. We aren't going to be journaling your hearts out in this. We are focused on expansion, growth, impact, and income, and being seen. If you don't want to be seen, then it's not the right fit for us. So we really talk about that. And I think what makes Lisa and I so successful in our industry teaching spiritual entrepreneurs is that we first are spiritual entrepreneurs. Like we do embody the magic. We've been studying energetics. We're not just someone coming out as a business coach trying to teach entrepreneurs who are in magic. I know Lisa has something to say about this.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that makes us really unique and gives us a bit of an inside of view of the energetic technology for success, which is really what we teach. We do teach an energetic technology that we alchemize with business strategy. And the unique perspective that we have is this is where we started. We started as the tarot readers, Reiki practitioners. We started doing classes at the metaphysical centers. Like we've run the game. We know how it's played. We were in it. we saw it, we can pick it apart and see where it's not working. We can implement strategy. And then, you know, once we're doing this alongside the strategy, we do the energetic technology. So it's kind of this infusing of, we haven't left our roots behind, but we feel like this is the next evolution of the new age industry. So we want to like bring that up with us and say, listen, it doesn't matter. You can be a yoga teacher. You can be an astrologer. You can be a tarot reader. If you understand these key principles, if you know what the energetics of success are and can alchemize them with our business strategy and put together a business blueprint that is unique for our industry, you can skyrocket to 6 or 7 figures.
Mm-hmm. And amazing. It's really cool, but it's really cool because one of our main clients has actually been working with us for a year. She's been our mastermind that Kelsey, you helped us create, our VIP mastermind. And she went from $0 to now over $1 million. She just closed her first $100,000 sale. And we don't teach her any strategy though. All she does is the energetics. She watches the replays like 2 to 3 times. She does it over and over and over again.
Wow. So what, see, my brain is immediately, so what did she do? But you're like, it's not about that. Right? Yeah. What is her business? Like what is she doing? Sorry, I'm just curious now.
So Lisa came to us with zero business. And she started at the beginning of our funnel, right? Just our manifesting course. And she manifested the money for our business course. That tends to usually happen. And then within 2 months in our business course, she manifested $90,000. And she opened up a magical jewelry business, something online.
Cool.
I don't really know. And then all of a sudden she's like, you know, buying gold, making these bespoke, customized jewelry pieces for, you know, for people. And she's working with all these jurors. And then,
wow.
Boom. Yeah. And she's like really killing it in wholesale. Huh?
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So what would you say to somebody who is like, how can I even start to infuse magic and this kind of thinking into their business and where they're heading?
So Lisa and I mainly focus on our 7 energetic centers, which are the chakras, and our electromagnetic field, which is the auric field. So that is what we are really focused on because those are like the energy organs of your body. So you only have to keep them in tip-top shape, like your computer or your car. It's the same thing. It has to run. So energy is different from mindset. Even if you're working on your mindset, your energy is doing a totally different thing. So it needs to infuse together to create your reality.
So one of the things that we also do, Kelsey, to kind of add to the how do we bring magic in here, is we do have a very ritualistic, ceremonial experience when it comes to the energy. So we connect our business to the art of ceremony. We do things like have money altars. We create altars for our products and our launches. We call in the angels or the mermaids or the unicorns or the goddesses to come and bless us and bless this offer and bless this. And then we also do the energetics, which is that 7 chakra. So we look at how the programming is in those chakras. We look to see if the narrative is and the imprinted story is actually in a tune with what they are broadcasting out to the result that they want to have. So we look at a complex, as I said, we look at a complex energy technology where we're really instructing people to understand that energy is what leads. What you're feeling inside these chakras, what is programmed inside these chakras is being projected out into the auric field. What's in the auric field is then projected out into the three-dimensional reality or the reality of the senses, the world that we see, we touch, we engage in. So when we know what we have in these seven energy centers, and we know what they're flipping into our aura, which then is projecting into the reality, then we kind of have a lot more control over this very intentional creation process. Mm-hmm. So we do this through forming ritual, by maybe lighting a few candles, doing the odd spell, flipping a few tarot cards. That's what the fun part of the magic is. But it really is just another way of keeping up the vibrational vortex of success to amplify the energetic work, which then allows the mind to just focus on those business strategies.
Yeah. And we actually love it when we go through breakdowns. Like, we love it when we go through it. We love it when our students go through it, because we know that a breakthrough is just around the corner. And working with these energetic technology and the mindset, it collapses the time of your breakdown. And that's what really means for quantum leaps with Lisa and I. So for every breakthrough, there is a breakdown, right? But yeah, the amount of time that you want to spend in the breakdown can be shorter, and it doesn't have to be hard. So we just had a whole bunch of students break down last week because we were working on our first chakra. We didn't expect it, but boom, like everybody. And so we have protocols. So this is where it comes in. The magic comes in. We have magical protocols for them to follow to get through it as, you know, as deeply, as fast as they can, and to really learn what, you know, why they were there and move on. Like, we just want to move on, right? And right after that, I think one of our students, she rewrote her messaging, and now she's creating her course, like, one time. Before that, I think we were editing her messaging like 20 times. Like, it just didn't work, right? And so this time it was like one time and one time, and she was very clear.
I love that. And I see this all the time with like that breakdown before the breakthrough. And I've recently had one, and I may or may not be sharing this before this podcast goes live, but we actually had a very intentional breakdown of our entire team on the Align business recently. We did a big transition from contractors to employees, and how the entire team was supporting the future of the business. And is really interesting. I actually pulled out your deck, Pam, and I don't do tarot regularly, but I do it when I am like going through something and I'm like, maybe the tarot will have something to tell me in a lesson. And literally it was like, what lesson do I need to like, or like, what am I going through today? I like asked, and it was the Tower. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is breaking everything down, and it's necessary. Or I think it was Tower or Death. I think the Tower is the one where it like crumbles and falls down, right? Death.
Death is rebirth.
Yeah, I think it was that one then. Yeah, it was the Death. I think that I've gotten the Tower before, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's coming? in some of my readings. Of course, you all know way you're like so in the stuff. I'm very tarot newbie. So I know you're like laughing at me. I have to like have your little book there, and I'm like, what is the meaning of this card and everything? But I got it, and I was like, this is so spot on for everything that is going down. And I didn't necessarily, like, I knew where the business was heading, and I knew that like I had to break down what was so that I could step into the business, really, not even me, but the business could evolve into what I was envisioning it to be. And it was really painful and hard, and kind of, it was a lot of emotions. I had to let go of team members I love, 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 loved, who were really supporting the business in big ways, but their vision for where they wanted to head in their lives was not in alignment with where the business was going. So big breakdown. It was like 6 months of refiguring this out. And I'm like, could that have happened in 1 week instead of 6 months? But it happened smoothly and nicely, and, you know, in its own time. But it's cool that you talk about that. And I just recently went through one. So I wanted to share.
Yeah, we love that you took out the deck and played with it. Lisa and I use tarot for everything. We use tarot to price. We use tarot to select a date. we use, you know, a launch date. We use Tarot to select a time. When are we going to go live? Is this good? And what's funny is that it always ends up like we don't, because we're not astrologists. We know astrology, but we're not astrologists. But what ends up is that it's like the perfect timing. It, like from the tarot pool, it ends up to be, wow, this turned out to be an amazing astrological day. And what that happens is that you just get supercharged from the universe, from the cosmic forces to even have a better launch or to have a better life or whatever it is that you're doing. So Lisa and I love, you know, using the cards in that. And our suggestion to you is just pull one card. If you get a good card, yes. If you don't get a good card, then keep going.
I love it. And I've seen this in action. It's very fun.
Oh, right.
I know. It's so funny because a lot of people think that Pam and I are like super organized and we're like, no, we just pulled a tarot card 6 months ago. And that's why this is here. Like it is, it's kind of bizarre the way that we kind of like fall into it, but it still somehow makes logical sense. And I think because that's the part of us, like, I think again, that comes back to, we started in our own industry. We started in the New Age industry. So our level of trust in our intuition is a lot higher and a lot stronger than, say, people who did not come from that background first. So, like, it's just completely normal for us to go, okay, well, this is what the card said, so we're rolling with it.
Yeah. I had to bring intuition into my business. I know we all have it, and I think – I've always been a very intuitive person, but I didn't know how to read and use that to inform decisions in my life. And I kind of had, I think when you start business, you feel like, and maybe this might be a common thing, maybe not for everybody, but like, oh, so-and-so figured this out, so I must go learn from them and follow that strategy. And like, you kind of get this like checklist of like how to grow a business. and I found that like, earlier on when I didn't take my business so seriously, things really, really worked out because I was just flowing and going with my intuition. And then when I started taking it seriously, things kind of got really rocky because I was like trying to like follow everybody else's formulas. And then it was like, how do I infuse this back in and really bring my own intention and presence into what I'm forming? And then it's like when I found my alignment.
I think this is an important part, though. I think systems and formulas and cookie cutter, whatever, works. I think they do work, but you have to try it and you have to make it your own. Yes. So it does work. And I think we, as coaches, we have to go out and experience different systems to know what works for us. And the, you know, my previous coach, he went out and he took so many, like we all do, right? We took so many. He's going to 8 figures soon. And that's because he took a little bit of everybody's system and created his own system. So I really believe in systems do work, and you do have to follow something, because if you're new, you don't know what you don't know.
True. That's very true.
Yeah. And you know, I think there's a difference between planning and strategy. So Pam and I actually in the beginning, we used to plan a lot further out. Now that the business is actually growing at such a rapid rate, we've found that we can't do more than say 90 days. Like we are constantly reassessing where we are every single 90 days now. And that happened really quickly for us because we noticed things were shifting so fast. And that's actually where the strategies come into play for us, because the strategies are what allow us to keep the pace, but our intuition and our magical stuff allows us to keep creating space in order to keep momentum going at the pace we want it to go. And I think that's one of the things that really, again, makes us a little different, is that we're constantly asking this internal question: how big does my energy have to be in order to hold what I'm creating? Rather than I'm creating all of this and now I have no time, I'm completely burnt out and I need a 5-month vacation. So like that's another tool we have in our business that works exceedingly well for us, so that we do ask those questions all the time. So if this is what we're doing over the next 90 days, then what of our magical practices and our intuitional practices, what do we have to do to have that spaciousness in our energy so that there is no burnout, that it does feel like it's easy and effortless, that we can still live our lives and, you know, not crash at the end, you know, at the end of every day. And for us, that's where the strategies become really, really important, because they give us this very efficient guideline of what does need to be done so that we can stay on that, but at the same time, still do it in our most magical, sparkly way.
I love that.
Yeah, I think what the magic and the intuition really gives you is awareness. So awareness of where you are, where you are going. So when we first joined with you, I remember, you know, we were still at what, 4,000 to 5,000. And every single day, Lisa would be like, Kelsey told us she's going to give us $10,000. Where's our $10,000 a month? Like every single day, you know. And so at that time, I think I was trying to call in like 500,000, you know, because everybody is like, go big, go big. So yeah. I was sitting out there like 500,000. But what I was aware of after, you know, I was assessing my energy was that that is so out of my realm. It's in the future, but it is not where I can really quantum leap to. So I had to cut back a little bit. And then I think I had dialed it back to 20,000 months. And then we surpassed, we didn't even hit 10, we hit 15,000. And then, you know, we just now, I don't know where we're at, 30 something. And so I never look at the numbers though. So I am aware that the numbers keep me blocked. I really focus on the clients and how many clients we're calling in, how to make connections energetically and, you know, online. And Lisa does all the numbers because she's okay with that. So you have to be aware of what is like blocking you. What are you really good at? And then really do more of that in your business.
I love that. And when you're like talking about the energies and things like that, like for your clients, like do you, can you just like look at them and see, or how do you even start to like, I know I'm like, are you reading my energy? Like, I don't even know. Probably. Like, I know Lisa can see and call in all of the things. Like it blows my mind. How does that even start to begin to work?
So actually in our mastermind, in our VIP mastermind, we have energetic coaches that also work with our students. And Lori, she's like the first point of contact when you come in, and she actually does a whole energetic diagnosis where you are now. So ooh, you can't go anywhere until you get past her. And Lisa actually trained Lori, right? So Lisa trained Lori. She's been cool. With us. She was one of our students too. And she's been working, you know, offline with chakras for so long. So, and I know Lisa can tap in deeper on that. Lisa, tell us how you see.
No, I can't tell you how I see because I don't know how I see. But it is one of those things of, yeah, I developed a system when I had private practice on how to get a diagnostic, an energetic diagnostic, mm-hmm. Of a client right off the bat. So I trained Lori how to do that when I decided I didn't want to deal with clients anymore. Like that was not where I wanted to be. So she is our first point of contact. And then I go in and I read that. And then you know, we have a really good picture. But it is one of these things, again, where a system or a strategy cuts down time, right? So in order for me to actually do the best energetic work, I need that snapshot right away. So because we can't, I can't sit here and snap my eyeballs and print out a picture of what I am seeing. I have to like get it the old fashioned way by asking questions and, you know, going through what does this image mean? What does this color mean? Like there's a whole formula in place to get this energetic diagnostic for our coaches. But yeah, sure. Like I can look at you and tell you, but where's the fun in that? I'd rather you jump through some hoops. Like I feel like I've gotten to the point where like you should be doing the work, not me anymore. So once we have this energetic blueprint for our clients, then we can see where their blocks are. But in all honesty, Kelsey, you don't even need to do that. You just need to listen to the first 2 minutes of a conversation with a client. And I can tell right away where they're at, what chakra is blocked, what kind of problems they're going to run into, or they have run into, where they've made the wrong decisions in their business, and how we need to course correct. And Pam can usually pick up too where that mindset and narrative block is, and she can get that. So 2 minutes with us and we pretty much have you all figured out.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Or even through text, I'm like, you know, this, like, you know, talking to our prospective clients for a VIP one-on-one. And I was like, Lisa, she's this. And she's like, her roots blocked. I'm like, oh, your roots blocked. Like, work with us. You need us.
Ooh. I know Pam is in our group for the Align Business, and she'll like, everybody's like, oh, try this strategy and this and that. And Pam is like, go in and clear this energy center and do this activity. And I just like love that perspective, because it's like, it, well, it's something like I've never experienced really until I met you. And then I knew some of the stuff, like I've done acupuncture and things, but that was like how you both work is very different than anything I've ever experienced. And I feel like I'm always just like, I'm just learning so much every time I talk to you. Pam channeled a crystal for me once. That was very exciting.
You should have seen the first time I was channeling. I just kept telling her to hop. I'm like, hop. But actually, that crystal channeling led to our VA, one of our VAs.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
My first time channeling with the crystal with Lisa. Yes. So that was really
Wow, there was a lot of decoding in that message. Let me tell you something. Like, it's kind of like sometimes doing this work is you really have to have a good lexicon of like cryptic signs and and symbols and things like that. And you know, this is where I thank my background in psychoanalysis and art history. Like, seriously, because I learned this stuff in university. I learned all about, you know, psychological symbols and what they mean and how things play out. You know, I studied a lot of Jung in my 20s, and I have 2 degrees in art history. So, I've studied symbolism nonstop. So when people are telling me stuff, or Pam's telling me stuff, or she goes, oh my God, I was in this group and they had this crazy thing. What does this mean, Lisa? I can normally decode it, but it is one of those things where that's just my academic background kicking in more than my psychic background.
Yeah, awesome. She decoded that thing. And we didn't even, it was one word. No.
So, okay. So going kind of like a little off topic, like as far as you both being business partners, you have outside businesses, correct? Or are you all in with each other now?
Kind of. You have
ventures outside of the business partnership. How does this all work? How does it flow?
So Lisa is, you know, a published author, like for real, legit author.
Yes.
She has like a million books and out there, published by Llewellyn. And luckily she got me into Llewellyn too. So now I have, is it three contracts? Three
contracts. Three? Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Four. You're getting ready to negotiate your fourth.
Ready to negotiate my fourth.
See, I only knew about the crystal book.
Yeah. Well, that's the book. And then I have maybe three more contracts. So two decks for sure. So Lisa is actually, she writes like four things a year. Like, can you believe it? She writes four books and decks a year while we're doing our business and babysitting the wife. No, I'm just kidding, Renee. But
it's true. It is true.
So last month, she had a deadline. Like, she needed to write 60,000 words in that month because she's really good at it, so she waits. But so last month, we had to play around her deadline, right? She'll be like, I can't do these dates, I'm writing. So I'll be like, okay, so my schedule is her schedule. I don't really have a schedule because at this time, I'm not writing yet because I don't have to. Deadlines are weird, but I don't have to yet. So I just play it to her schedule.
Okay. Awesome.
Pam's a full-time chicken farmer. That's like her other business.
Does it produce, is it like a business? Is it a money-making venture? No. Okay. I was like, I thought they were just like your pets.
They are.
Oh, I do have my friend, well, you buy crystals from us, Kelsey.
Yes.
So my best friend in Hawaii and I, Yayoi, we do have our crystal shop on Instagram, but that's really for fun right now. And we just have it. So it fuels our money to go buy crystals. So we have the money to go buy crystals. And that's just something really fun for us. But our main focus is this business, though. And of course, our passion is the writing. But, you know, to tell everybody the truth, writing doesn't make you money, right? You only get, like, how much, Lisa?
Not much.
You don't get much. So that is to build your platform to expand your business. The writer. Yes.
Exactly. That's something I have in the future. Like, I want to write a book, but I have no intention of actually making money for it. It's just a way for my message to get out there in a bigger way. So that it flows more, but that's one day. My director of operations is like, she keeps bringing it up like every quarterly plan. She's like, so about that book. And I'm like, let's just put it off another time.
You know what?
I don't know.
Really cool though. I was just talking about to Lisa the other day. I was like, I was really grateful and thankful that, you know, we both are in Llewellyn and doing this, because she just reminded me that they only give out 4 contracts a year for decks. And we both have 1 each a year. She has more. And so it's really crazy. And it's because of I feel like it's the energy work we do. Every time we do the manifesting course, like, I get a contract.
What, your own manifesting course?
Yeah.
We do our own programs.
Yeah. I was like, do you go through the work yourself while you're doing it?
Yeah.
Because I'm like leading some of my stuff, we always do these like future visualizations and stuff in the academy and in our online business. And I'm always like, I need to go listen to my own recordings, because I'm the one like verbally doing it. So I never actually work through it. And I'm like, I need to do that.
Lisa loves that future visioning. She gets to do it when I say it. But all of the energy, magic stuff, traveling to hatch a dragon, I get to do it. So that's what our mastermind is doing now. They're hatching a dragon. And this is how you create your reality, how you
birth a
dragon. So I know it's there. It's there. We promise. And they're like, oh, there's many aha moments.
I had to like learn. I was like, what is this, Pam?
I stayed up till 2 a.m. one time talking about it, huh?
Yeah.
We have class the next day.
So I think we didn't mention this, but Pam and I were roommates at a retreat. So we got to talk about all of this stuff late into the evening.
But why Lisa and I chose to work with you was because I'm like, Kelsey is the pricing queen. She like priced her stuff. She's like, no, more, more. And Lisa was super happy you were telling me more. So she's like, yeah. And we took your workshop and we're like, yeah, five figure offer, here we come. And it was,
yes,
it was really helpful.
Good. I'm glad. I love, like, you took that and then you're like, sweet, here is our like 5-figure offer. We just sold 3. And I was like, oh my gosh.
things move fast for us. And I think that's, you know, it's one of the decisions that Pam and I made in the second half of last year, was that we were really just going to focus on the business because it was growing really rapidly. So it was the only thing that we could really have our attention on, because we realized that we had something that had a massive amount of potential to help a lot of people. So we kind of dropped everything and made that our primary focus, apart from the publishing stuff. But, you know, that again is just an extension in many ways of elevating our expertise with what we are teaching inside of the platform, of the business platform. But it is one of these things. And I think that if you've got listeners here who are new to business and maybe they are still at those $2,000, $3,000 months, my advice is get up every morning and ask where the $10,000 is. Like, that's what we did. Well, I did. And Pam's like, it's coming. Kelsey didn't say you'd get it like in a week. And I'm like, well, no, we signed up. I want my $10,000. But it made us look at different aspects of our business and go, well, can this aspect of our business actually bring us $10,000? Can the structure that we have bring us that $10,000? So ask for that. Just keep asking for it and keep looking in your business to where that can come about. Because I think that is another thing. As Pam said, she doesn't look at numbers. I am obsessed with numbers. Mm. So every day I look at our numbers. Every single day. There's not a day goes past that I am not inside the back end of our business looking at our numbers, looking at revenue, looking at how many people we have on our list, looking at click conversions, looking at open rates. I am in those numbers all the time. And it is one of these things where you cruise, you cruise, you cruise, you cruise, you cruise, you jump. And then like you kind of settle just for a minute and then you jump and then you jump and then you jump and then you're like, holy hell, what the hell's going on here? And it does come from that asking, but you've got to do the asking first. So I guess that's a long way for me to say, thank you, Kelsey, for putting the $10,000 in there, because that was really the first leapfrog that we had that then just kept us asking those questions.
Yep.
So now we're asking where's our $100,000 client? Like, that's our question. That's my question to Pam every day. Where's our $100,000 client? How come we don't have our $100,000 client?
Yeah. But now your business is designed to make that, which is incredible. So
yeah. And I think it also for me, it was like, it was possible because I've seen you do it. Obviously, you know, I've seen many other people do it and I was like, oh, if they can do it, we can do it.
I don't know what you think I'm doing. Oh, I have not sold a $100,000 client. I mean, we've made hundreds of thousands of dollars, but yeah, not one person.
It's okay.
What? It'll happen. There are so many people that do it though. Like, I know them. Personally, that is not the business model that I wanted to run, but I intentionally chose that because we could have. I was making, you know, like $50,000-$60,000 packages. And I was like, is that the place where I want to head? And it was not. And so it was more about facilitating it, not inexpensive, but less expensive, not $100,000 for more people at a very specific level. Yeah.
Still premium.
Yeah. Still premium, yes. Sure. But I know there are people who have the, you know, $100,000 clients, and I've looked into programs that are, you know, 80, 60, 100,000. And it's like, all right, this is a thing people have. Yes. It works. So very cool. Anything else you just are feeling like called to share? I'm just hopping around because there's so much with you both.
Yeah. I don't know. Lisa, what do you feel called to share?
I feel called to share. I think if I had any kind of advice for people who are new to energy work or new to this energetic technology that we are talking about, is I would really just focus on that very first chakra, which is the root chakra. And the reason that I would suggest focusing on that is because that's where your money story is. So this is the center that deals with safety, security, stability, which is all of our money stuff. So if you have not quite reached your income goals yet, or if you haven't been able to get the number of clients that you would like, then I would go and do some exploring of this chakra and see like what is going on there. Where are your limits around safety? How do you perceive safety in your business? Look at security and stability. How is your business set up to make you feel secure? Is it stable? Do you have the right people in place so that your business is stable and sustainable, especially if you had to step out of it for a day or a week or even a month? Would it be able to still run? And if you can start here and answer those questions and really get some focus on that and do some meditation work on that bottom chakra, I pretty much reckon you'll see a bit of a jump within 30 to 60 days and that block will start to dissolve.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have like, I mean, I know that was a lot of wonderful prompts to start to like look into. And do you have, I'm almost like, do you have journaling questions for each of your chakras to explore them?
No, but I have a book.
Oh, okay.
I have a whole book.
Carol Keeler by Lisa Robertson.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
I would love to add that, so this is what we work with our students for almost a whole month. Like, they're really on this. So it's called Spirit Speaking and Muggle Talk. So a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs come in and they're using so much industry jargon, right? Ascension. What do we have? We have
alignment.
We have all the
authentic
true self. So yes, we are magic. Yes, we share that. But guess what? Your clients are not. They're like Kelsey. They're beginners. Oh, most of them, like 90%.
She's not saying you're not magical. She's not saying that.
No, just beginners. Beginners on your path to magical mastery. So, yes. So most of them don't understand these words. So if your whole like sales copy is full of things like that, they won't understand. So you really have to speak muggle to them. And sometimes it takes our students a lot of time to switch out of it because they're so used to talking people in the industry, which you're not, these aren't your clients though. Mm. So we really help them and really hone in on their messaging. I'm healing. I want to make everyone happy. That's like nothing. That's not a niche. That's not a brand. And so we have to be really clear on what we have to offer. Like, who is it, right? I think we just niched one of her students and she's going to help empty nesters, you know, revive their identity or something, or be a phoenix, something like that. So, but she got really clear on what their, you know, what their big problem is and what her solution is to solve that.
All right. So here is the moment that I talked about before the show where you might want to forward on, go to the next episode. If talks around experiences, DEI, and differing opinions might be coming up. So there's your fair warning, and listen on if you are wanting to continue.
I'm reading The Power of Now right now, and I know it's like I should have read it years ago, but it's just what I'm reading right now. And it's all about that. They're like, screw the past, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, just be in your present and anything that you need to deal with from the past will come up in the present. So you just deal with it then. Yeah. And it's like, don't spend time dwelling on what has happened. You can figure it out. Like, you'll deal with it. It's not like that is not important or it didn't happen or things, but it's like you heal and work forward in the present. So just trust that it will come up in its own timing and that you can work on that. And I'm like, That is very smart. I've been thinking through, doing DEI work and diving into social justice and different things in my business. And it's like, there is a lot in the past there, but at the same time, you don't want to let certain things that have happened in your past, completely devastate the future that you're heading in. And I think that it's just something I'm trying to grapple with and feel out and learn how to accommodate. Yeah.
You said something and I was like, oh, okay. Cause remember I was like, do we need to work with, do we need to be trauma informed, all this stuff? No.
Yeah.
No. So why pick up the wound? Why pick at the wound? Listen, a lot of my private clients used to be sexual abuse survivors. Mm-hmm. And we did not get them to a state of functioning throughout the day by constantly picking at the trauma, right? Mm. That's not how we resolved those issues within that second chakra. That is not how we made them feel safe. That is not how I got them to the place where they could actually go and have healthy relationships. So I think I think one of the things that's going on at the moment, and I don't know if you're going to put this live, so totally up to you, and I don't really care. But I think one of the things that's going on at the moment is that a lot of white people, especially a lot of white cis people, are feeling a tremendous amount of guilt and don't know what to do with it. So they're picking up topics that really don't need them to be picked at because they feel they want to do something. And that actually is more problematic, to be perfectly honest, than if you kind of just went and sat down and dealt with your own shit. Because then you're projecting. You're projecting your guilt onto an issue rather than coming from a really informed, powerful place. So we do have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
I understand America is not the best country for sensitivity. As someone who came to this country and was not educated here and did not grow up here, I have noticed it is not known for its sensitivity whatsoever. And I think that's what's led to cancel culture, because instead of having a sensitivity balance here, now we have hypersensitivity overreaction, which again is brought about in a lot of ways by this very misplaced guilt energy. Yeah, we all have things to feel a little guilty about, but that's on us to deal with it. It's not on us to project it onto other people and say, if I help you, that'll make my guilt go away. You know, because all that does is continue the cycle of othering, right? We're continuing a cycle, a very deep-seated, colonized process of othering. And that is not what, that's not going to help. That's not helpful whatsoever. So, you know, we are living in a time where we have to be more responsible about our own feelings and about how we're showing up in the world, how we're engaging with people in the world, what thoughts we're thinking. And again, this comes back to the energetic technology and what are you projecting? Because we don't have the right to project our emotional imbalances onto other people and then expect them to make us feel better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you and for that perspective. Yeah.
That's my soapbox. I'll get off now.
I feel like all like I have been doing is just like gathering the insight and learning about it. And I really appreciate you sharing that with me and with anyone who is listening. So thank you, Lisa. Yeah, I think like one of my things is I want to make sure people feel safe and I don't want to cause any more harm in general. So I'm like navigating it.
So how we support that is we have our fairy godmother, Lori, as one of our team members, and she comes in, and if there is stuff going on in the present, we're healing in the present to heal the past. We're really focusing on now, then they get a session with her. They get a session with her to clear whatever crap, but we're still focusing on the expansion, because you're never going to go anywhere if you dig into the past, and then there's more stuff, of course, and there's more stuff, and they're just cycle what Lisa and I call the doom spiral. You just keep zoop going down your doom spiral instead of expanding forward. And that's what get a lot of entrepreneurs stuck too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a wider problem. It's not just in business, it's in the spiritual community. Like I get asked all the time to come on you know, gay friendly podcast, because they're like, oh my God, you're one of us, come be our spokesperson. And at the moment I can't answer their questions because they're all so trauma based. They're also, they want to know all the negative parts of my story. And I don't have any, I don't have a negative gay woman story. And I got to one point with one interview where I was like, you know, I'm really sick and tired of apologizing for the fact that my wife and I just have a really normal, boring, freaking drama-free life. Again, it doesn't make good radio, but like we've never been discriminated against. We don't get harassed. We've lived in very straight, very white, conservative neighborhoods and got along perfectly fine. You know, my wife volunteers at a Mormon farm, for God's sake. Like, I'm sorry that we don't fit your narrative, but that's our life and it's normal. So yeah, I mean, I'm not the correct gay either. So like, you know, you get it from inside and outside.
Lisa
says, I think she was watching one of my interviews and she's like, oh, you pivoted that one so well, because they were going down the doom spiral. You know, everyone was going down the doom spiral. And I was just
spiral. Like, why? Why do we have to go there? Why can't we show examples of diverse businesses doing really well? Why can't we just talk about how we do want to make money and how women really want to be freaking millionaires? We don't have to be apologetic about it. Why can't we just do that? Why can't we, like, right here, right now, we have an Asian, a gay woman, and a white woman. Like, we just don't want the same thing. We want to be powerful. We want to be wealthy. We want to be healthy. We want our families to feel that they're safe and secure and stable. These are the things we want. We don't have to go down the trauma line and drag up all the crap that got us here. You know, we can just sit here in this power circle, triangle of power, and celebrate it and talk about how do we keep expanding and growing? How do we put this energy into the world as an example that if you keep moving forward, if you don't give up, if you have the right people in place, if you can have a team of cheerleaders, if you can do the energetic work, you can get here. You can get here.
Yeah. And the more you work on your energy, the more, you know, the more powerful you are in that state and you affect the people around you. So Lisa and I always talk about this negative energy, positive energy, not one is stronger than the other. It's the practitioner that harnesses it. So if you are by someone who's been grumpy and angry for 30 plus years, damn, they're powerful in their grumpy power. Right? But if you are working on your magical mastery, if you are working on yourself and the higher frequency and of success, then when you meet this person, you'll pull them up a little bit. But guess what happens when you're not standing in your own power? You go down and you meet this person, right? So nobody is more powerful than the other or the energy. It's you as a practitioner working on it.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of that. I was like, this took a different turn than I was expecting, but a nice one. Like, it's just
right. Lisa has stuff to say.
I know. I liked it. That's exactly. I'm like,
you can edit it out if you want.
We're leaving it, Lisa.
We're leaving it.
I think it's important for just everyone to hear different opinions and being open to whatever, and then making your own decisions and moving forward in the way that you would like to. So yeah. I think it's cool to hear that like perspective from you. So thank you for sharing. Anything, I think we're like wrapping up on our time here, but is there anything else you're like, I could stay here. Trio of power. I love that. anything else that you want to share with our audience and leave us off with?
I think you need to have at least some kind of ritual or practice in place daily. It could be 3 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. But just be aware after that what you're thinking of throughout the day. If you do your affirmations for 5 minutes in the morning, the 23 hours and 55 minutes of the day, what are you really thinking of? Are you still thinking of that affirmation or are you back in the doom spiral?
The doom spiral. That's all I'm going to think of when I feel the negative energy.
Don't get in there. We don't need to.
I'm going to be like, because I've started to actually like really sense energy. I guess, I mean, we all can, but I'm like, wow, I really sense people's energy like all the time now. And so it's like, I'm just going to step away and I will not enter the doom spiral when I feel it.
Do not enter the doom spiral, Kelsey.
I will think of that for forever now, Lisa.
She will. Get a crystal.
This is from you. I was on a Zoom with, like, I think I was in our academy and I was like, Pam is my crystal dealer. And people were like, you gotta be careful of the places that you say that. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think that. But this is a Pam crystal.
Yay.
My favorite.
That's
one.
So funny.
Yeah.
the pusher and dealer of shiny objects, that would be Pamela Chan.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I used to deal, it was funny because I'd be like, yeah, I deal in crystals and BJs. Blackjack. What? Blackjack. Oh. See, I got you, right?
You got me.
Yeah, blackjack. I give out blackjacks.
He's so bad. See, you look at that face, Kelsey, you fell for it, didn't it? You looked at that face and you thought, aw, that's a cute little face. That's not going to steer me wrong. And then pow, right in the kisser.
You got to be fast on the casino floor.
Okay, well, that is what Pam is leaving us with, Lisa.
No, I don't think I can top that. I think that's where it should end.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today in this mystical, wonderful, magical conversation. Where can our audience find you?
So we are both on Instagram, Pamela Unicorn, and Lisa is Spells, Potions, Books, Tarot. If you don't remember it, you can just go on my page. I tag her in almost every post, Pamela Unicorn. And all our links are up there. We're creating our luxury website right now with Kelsey. So we're really excited about that. After that, you will have a website to go through. But look, yes. We hit six figures with no website.
Yep.
So
yeah, which is, I mean, it happens all the time. So anybody who thinks you need a website, coming from person who has a web and branding agency, you do not need your website to hit your first six figures. It's go get your offers out there, go spread your message, attract your people, practice your expertise, and it can happen. Yes. So, yes. Yeah. And then once you're like, cool, this is where I know I want to head, go invest in that stuff and like really turn into that next level future version of you with the beautiful website that matches. But like, you do not need it to start. Like it is not necessary. It's a procrastination tactic, which is a totally different subject that we can get on. I'm like, we'll talk about magic.
Let's not go down there.
Yeah. okay. So I also know that when you scheduled this, you sent along some like freebie fun things that people can like learn, not only just like find you online, but learn more about what you do and get a taste of what it is to work with you both. So where can people find that?
So I think, what did I send you? I think I sent her the Akashic Records Life Book Journey. The one where my eyelashes are falling off. Lisa, we're just talking about that. It was falling off the whole time, but it's okay. So in that, you do go into the Akashic Records, which is a realm, like a space next to this. And we go and look at your life book, which holds the information of your soul in the past, present, and future timelines. And I believe we look at abundance for that. So that is a taste of the energy work that you can, you know, play with Lisa and I in all that we do. There is nothing business about it there. But you know, business, you know, that we will really work on a strategy or system that gets everything into place. But that is like your first step, maybe.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing. And I will link that in the show notes and all the places. I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
Yay, so thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you again. Bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.